You're such an asshole.
How you kids doing? Hassleconsulting.com. Go there if you have questions. And with the new pricing, you're definitely going to want to make sure it's relevant and you get to the point. Hi, Cappy. I've been a subscriber of yours for years, and I've always appreciated intelligent analysis on the issues. I'd like to request a video on the following topic. Note, I didn't feel like there's typos and everything, so that jacks up the price. Feel like writing a coherent, readable description, so I just use talking points. I'm going to read it with the spelling errors included. I'm basically a traditional, common-sense conservative American. The country was taken over in January 2021. Strong censorship has been in place. Most people are afraid to speak out or organize. Most Americans seem to go along with it. I'm not sure what they could actually do, but it just seems to be slipping. Avery. I live in a blue state, and I'm realizing that all my friends and acquaintances have been brainwashed by the media. Basically, I have no one to discuss things with. Until now, that really hasn't been a problem, but it is now starting to catch up with me. I find things I used to enjoy, I enjoy less. I don't really have any new interests. Well, I took some notes on this, but I'll interject right here. It's hard for you or anyone, not just you, but anybody, to go out and enjoy life when your freedom, in your opinion, is threatened. When you are not stable and you are not safe, right? Everyone should familiarize themselves with Maslow's hierarchy of needs and realize you can't get up that scale until you solve your problems down below. And so, yeah, like if there's you're worried about, say, the food supply, you're not like, boy, I can really not only one, boy, I really want to go play basketball with Frank. It's like, even if you were to play basketball with Frank, you're always worried about food. Like, God, I hope there's food in the shelves. Whoa. Oh, don't worry. We're not going to run out of food, right? Right? We're not going to run out of fuel in Britain, right? Nah. So there's multiple causes for you where you lose interest in things. And it's you know, things you may even want to look into as it, and not androgyny. Where you just, nothing excites you in life, but you're too young to have that happen. There is a genuine condition where no stimulation, life has no flavor anymore. It's just, you've been there. The novelty has ran out. You're too young for that. Another thing is genuine depression. Not what everybody claims to have because they had a bad day and everyone's fat and disgusting and there's no future in the economy or the nation. That's just normal. Okay. I'm not talking that, like, actual real clinical depression. That could cause you to lose interest in things. But I would throw a weight into the pool of, it could be that your mind is on more important issues than enjoying life. Now, I haven't played video games in months. I'm not a big video game player, but I enjoyed an escape here and there. Haven't done it because I've had way more important stuff to worry about. I'm tired all the time, just feeling worn out. Note, I haven't watched television since 2008. I don't use Facebook or Twitter. I envy you. I get some information and entertainment from YouTube, but I can strongly feel the censorship there. I'm comfortable financially and my health is well above average for my age. I just don't feel good and believe all this poisonous division is causing that. Yes. No, I'm inclined to agree with you. You know, I don't know what your, this doesn't have a larger, it doesn't specifically play to you, but it is a larger thing. Like, if you look at what the media does, I mean, let's take the left-wing media. Could you imagine what it's like to be a black person in the United States today, especially during Trump's? I mean, oh my gosh, everyone's racist. They're out to get you. It's not the fight or flight response. It's above the kidneys. What is that gland? Not a pituitary gland. What is that gland? I can't imagine what it's like to be, pick your aggrieved minority, women, blacks, Hispanics, whoever else. You're constantly flooded with negative news and everyone is out to get you and you're oppressed and you're practically enslaved. I mean, how the heck are you supposed to be happy in that environment? And then whites and males are getting, you're oppressing women and you're to blame for all these problems and we're going to tax you more. I mean, yeah, this is a perfectly healthy response to be like a little bit worried about things, to not be happy and have no faith in the future. Because the media and the government, both politicians, no one paints a positive, optimistic picture. This is not the 1980s again, where everyone's like tuning into Michael Jackson, watching Michael Jordan, and wishing they were B.A. Baracus as a little kid. That is not. Those times are over. Nope. It's like those people over there that look different than you, they're out to get you. And so, yeah, this is a problem I'd say most people have in the United States. Thank you, media. Thank you, news people. Thank you, teachers and professors in higher education. You have 3 years before you can retire. You're older then. All right. Okay, it could be a combination of it could be you're older and there's nothing new under that malaise, that ennui, enway, E-N-N-U-I. That's another thing too, but that is, again, not really a mental disorder where it's just like, yeah, you're not as excited about that. I look at my little nieces. They're excited about everything. Not too long ago, a couple of years ago, they'd be excited if they got a box. They could play in the box. But as you get older, like, you know, I'm not excited about Christmas anymore. It's so sad. I don't like get excited about gifts. It's like, I go buy it myself. I get excited about, like, you know, tools and a good deal on fertilizer. You know, that's where I am. 3 years before you can retire. I have some roots in my state on a couple houses, job for now. I felt so much better before 1-6, but I think this is likely going to get worse before it gets better. I'm looking for new ideas. I very much appreciate and be happy to pay for your ideas on this. Thank you. We'll keep you anonymous. All right. So I came up with some overall things, some specific to you, but others that generally that people, all right. First, if you haven't read the books, read Enjoy the Decline and then How I Found Happiness in an Unfree World by Harry Brown. Not Larry Brown. I believe it's Harry Brown. He has passed away. Another thing is learn stoicism, because you have to learn to accept what you do and do not control. For literally three generations, half a century now, you've had media, teachers, education system, and government just brainwash people to hate other people and to not take personal responsibility and to blame you or the other person or the other guy or this thing or that thing. Their problem. They even got girls now. Like, they did a poll of young women, you know, birthing age women. You know, I think it was like number three reason why they don't have kids, because they're afraid of the future of the environment. Like, oh my God, have you been propagandized? But this huge amount, multiple trillions of dollars, hundreds of millions of people over decades, half a century, have this programming, and you're not changing it. You're not changing it. I mean, go try to prove to you, go convince a young woman, 25, 26, that she should pursue love and family and children and a husband and stay in shape instead of get her ninth master's degree and go further into debt. Go try to explain that. You're like, why do you want to be in love and have kids and be happy, but you prefer to work and pay taxes at a soul-sucking job with student loan debts just to qualify for the job that will never work up the money to pay off your student loans? You know, the people have chosen, society, Western civilization is going this way. You're not going to control it. So the only thing you can do is react to it, which I get a couple items here. The first thing for your health, your mental health, I mean, is to accept what you do and do not control. And if you don't control it, don't worry about it, which I go into great detail and Enjoy the Decline. So stoicism, go watch YouTubes, read The Way of Monkey book. I'd strongly recommend that. The Way of Monkey book by Turd Flingy Monkey. Get that, read through it. As a matter of fact, I'd read that first before I'd read Enjoy the Decline. So you get the philosophical overview. Then you get to get something a little bit more practical. All right. Number two, do you have a plan B? I don't have a plan B. I'm working on a plan B, but I'm going to put together a plan B. And what plan B, meaning you have a place to move outside of the United States and the money and facilities to not be like he came here to the United States with $3 in his pocket. No, Aaron went overseas with $2.8 billion in cryptocurrency. That's, or at least, you know, a couple tens of grand that you could survive and not die. Having a plan B will directly address your concerns because you do not feel safe in this country. And I'm not saying that, one, the media, predominantly the left, academia, have totally weaponized each American against each other. right? But that doesn't mean there aren't real serious critical threats and issues. You could have racist sexual relations or whatever. I'm concerned about the productivity of the United States. I'm not even worried about inflation. Oh, things just cost more. I guess we just charge more. I'm more concerned like, hey, is there going to be gas? I mean, guess what, gas? No, I'm not talking gasoline. I'm talking natural gas for heating this winter. There's not enough people working. You have now 2.5 generations who have been brought up to think that real work is beneath them, and they're not going to go work real jobs. They're all going to save. They're going to cure the environment with their environmental science degrees or mend and heal race relations by telling minorities that white people are oppressing them even more, and that will make everybody happy. That'll solve the problems. These people are not producing the critical components that make this economy go around. I don't just mean food, clothing, and shop. I mean like widgets, cogs, things that make the machines that make the food, refineries, boring stuff like accounting and actuaries. It's just not there. The productive capacity isn't there. So I would definitely have a plan B. And then if you have a foreign place to move, and hopefully ideally residency, you can move there. And so that's another thing. Crypto. Do you have crypto? I'm not saying buy it now. I don't know what's going to happen to the price of crypto. It's pretty pricey. They keep printing off more money. And then all the crypto people are, can't believe crypto's going, oh, it's a bubble. It's like, no, it's going to continue being a bubble as they print off more money. It's crypto is not going up. The other currencies are going down. You don't understand. I'm not even saying crypto has intrinsic value. But crypto, it's a gamble, but it is borderless. It's a way for you, like, so if you want to toss a couple bucks into crypto so that you go overseas and you could exchange it to drachma, or where I recommend not going to Greece. Oh, wait, they're in the euro. I don't recommend going to Greece either. But that's something to consider. Another thing along the way is invaluable skills. Do you have invaluable skills? This is in Bachelor Pad Economics as well as Enjoy the Decline. But if you're a dentist, you could kind of go and work anywhere. If you're a mechanic, you can go work anywhere. Are you a programmer? Are you a CPA? Can you do taxes in the United States, the United Kingdom, or Canada? Command a first world income, but go live in a stable second, third world country with second and third world cost of living? So that's another thing you can do. Are they transferable? Or are they remote? Don't get married or have kids. I don't know if that really applies to you if you're 3 years from retirement, but especially in the West, do not marry and do not have kids. Now, I would say if you found the right gal, maybe you have kids to get married, but not in the United States, or you have kids, but you don't get married. Absolutely not. But that's a huge risk. Now you have an obligation to family. I mean, it's one thing just to be a bachelor. Bachelors can get by on nothing. Nothing. Guy could get by like on a fifth of what, you know, just one wife and one child will get by. Like, no, not a third, a fifth. Because men just use so much less resources. Because we're the true environmentalists, ladies with 17 pairs of shoes and 14 handbags. Thank you very much. Oh, child slave labor build that handbag? Oh, I just got a truck, 15-year-old truck that I keep going with some maintenance from O'Reilly's. That's it, you know. But that's another, cause that's another liability, and a liability you love. So it may be too late for you. Maybe you don't want kids, you don't have kids, but, if you're a younger man or woman and you're worried about the future of the West or this country or any country, I don't know if I'd be having kids. So there's that. Another thing, how to quote unquote, enjoy the decline or make things better. Be good looking and have good sex. Maybe it's too late for you. Again, if you're retirement age, I'm not saying you can't be good looking for your age or have good sex at your age, but this is more a retaliatory strike. I have in the Enjoy the Decline, the last chapter is called Revenge, How to Get Revenge on Left. And one of the ways you can do that, because we could talk about money, they're always going to be jealous about money. And whereas you can transfer money, meaning steal, they can't transfer looks. I know if you've noticed leftist people in general, the boys are soy and the girls are all like blue hair and overweight and tattoos and this piercing and that piercing and not physically attractive. Be physically attractive. not only for your own sake and your own health, but get a better looking gal. Gals get a better looking, higher value guy. Have great sex, have good sex, do all the crazy, nasty stuff. And then you're going to have a better sex life than because for guys, at least, the only reason we go and make money is so we could go have sex. That's it. But if you could work out and hit the gym, you bypass all this unnecessary education, working hard, paying taxes. You just get the girl. And just like everything else, leftists will be jealous that you had, and essentially what I'm saying, is a better life. So you're going out there, you're working out, you're getting your cardio. All right, you're biking, you're out there. Like I go out and I hike around the Black Hills. Compare that to the average trailer park single mom who hates me because I'm the patriarchy, or the poor Black kid in the ghetto who's been programmed to hate me because I'm whitey. All right. And they're stuck, you know, south. Where would you rather be, Southside Chicago or hiking over in the Smoky Mountains? Would you rather be riding your motorcycle or be stuck in the trailer park blaming all your problems on men because the view told you so? All right. Another thing that you can do is just be physically attractive, have good sex, have a good looking partner or partners, and you'll have a better life, but you also make all those people jealous. Minimize yourself. You know, don't have a lot of confiscatable assets. Don't work more than you have to. You know, I'm almost going to cap myself at a limit where I'm like, I'm not paying those extra taxes. I'm going to go have fun. You know, the only way they could tax you and live off of you is if you convert your labor into money. Take an hour of time, you convert it into an hourly wage. Then they tax you. Well, they can't tax you if you don't work. You go galt. Oh, you're going to live off a stimmy check and not work? I'm going to not work too. Now I saved up my money. No, I don't know where you're going to get the money. Have Biden print off some more. Oh, look, my stock portfolio went up and so did crypto. I wonder how that works. Why is rent so high? Good thing I have my own house. So, where we go? Yeah. So minimize yourself, be a minimalist. Don't buy things that you don't really need. Don't make more money than you need. There you go. And then before I get to the psychological overall kind of crapshoot, because I don't have an answer, to be honest, what I have really enjoyed as time has gone on is watching the left, but not exclusively the left, just people who are wrong, evil, bad, which includes everybody from every political spectrum. I just like, but in your case, because you're talking politics, look at your average leftist. Average, not Ocasio-Cortez, not Hillary Clinton, not Joe Biden, or well, even some of them are miserable. I mean, Hillary was never happy. Who's the other gal that's just miserable? Speaker of the House. what Pelosi? Do any of these people seem happy to you? I mean, and that's the best you can hope for as a leftist. That's like the absolute best. You get a government paid for thing. But look at Mark Dayton. There's a guy who had everything handed to him. He became a politician, doped up on antidepressants or whatever psychosomatic drugs he's on. Then I guess he divorced his wife. I don't know. But now he's married to a 32 or 34 year old gal. I wonder what that's all about. You think any of these people are happy? And those are the success, like the best you could do. Now take the rank and file leftist, where they're just perpetually angry that they're oppressed. Groups of people are actively conspiring to keep them oppressed, which is not true. Feminists hate men. They hate the one thing that arguably they're put on the planet for and is generally the number one thing that would lead to happiness and maybe children or family, if you want, belonging, desire, good sex. But your average leftist, they don't even have that. They got their ideology. They got they love their politics more than they love their own damn children, if they have any. They're worried about the root beer float. They're worried about global. Worried. I mean, you think it's bad on our side? Oh, I'll take this side any day. Because at least we weigh less. I mean, there's still some, don't get me wrong, everybody's fat, but we ain't the ones with like our nose gauges and our hoop earrings. Like the ear gauges. I'm sorry, not hoop earrings. Those are normal. We don't tattoo ourselves. it means a lot to me, man. Unless we're military, and I'll grant you exception on that one. We tend to not be the ones with worthless degrees, like with no skills and nothing of value to offer society or anybody. We're unemployable. We're financial risks. We're legal risks. We're the party poopers. We're like, we're going to force diversity and inclusion classes and seminars on your employers or your employees. Buzz Killington actually had some adventures. But your average leftist is absolutely miserable. And I'm just sitting there eating my popcorn, watching all the gals become spinsters from my generation, getting divorced, having kids they can't afford, all... Not to focus and harp on the womanists, but can you imagine how bad the rest of your life has got to be if you got to tell yourself every day big is beautiful? And you know it's not true. You're living a lie. You know it's a lie. You got to tell yourself big is beautiful. And you get angry and you got to come up. Have you seen some dating profiles of any gal? So swipe left if you voted Trump. ACAB. Have you seen? Tell me, have you seen her? Da 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 da. Tell me, have you, who sang that one? Be happy you're not them. And this is, you know, if here, a third book. Definitely get this one. Get this one. Sanity is the Future of Wealth. I surmise it's probably going to go along the same lines as Harry Brown's book, How You Found Happiness in an Unfree World. But be thankful you're sane. You got your sanity. How many gals your age, if you're in retirement, you're like young boomer? Holy crap. I mean, I thought I had a front row seat to the spinster show. You must have an amazing front row seat to all the spinsters. All these old ladies cutting their hair short, grasping at straws to find value and purpose in life. Grandkids won't visit them. Because, well, who wants to visit the evil leftist guy? And all leftist ladies do become the mean grandma. They become the mean ones. They definitely become the mean grandmas that no one wants to serve a Republican liberty. Nah, not a guarantee. They tend to be the ones you want to visit grandmas. And so I would just be happy you're not them. And if, I'll give you one more example and then you get the point. I forget his name. Current or former Seattle councilman or parish guy, alderman, whatever. He's like 76, 77. He's former Black Panther and all that from the, why can't I remember it? The racial justice days, the whatever. Civil rights era. Thank you. He's the guy that proposed that they stop spraying the sidewalks with hoses to wash off the human feces because it will remind some Black people about getting hosed back in the civil rights era during the riots of the protests. This guy has had whitey on the brain his entire life. Everything in his life, through his eyes, has been controlled and determined by whitey. And I'm not saying back in the Jim Crow days, whitey was exactly the most honest and wonderful person or fair. But to have it ruin your life, that this is, you get to that level where you got to stretch it and blame fire hose, washing off feces from the streets, predominantly white people doing that, by the way, I bet that's going to cause PTSD within people from the civil rights era. What's that guy's life like? It's over now. I mean, he wasted it. He wasted it. But I would argue you shouldn't. Don't get angry. Go fishing. Go do something. I wouldn't get, don't worry. And the comeuppance, everyone's going to starve. If the left gets what it wants, they're going to starve. You think we got an obesity problem? Not for long. The number one solution to America's obesity problem will be communism. We'll definitely nip that in the butt. That will be taken care of right away. But you're kind of on your way out. I got my stepdad. He's kind of like, oh, thank God I'm dying soon. I mean, he's serious about it. I'm like, yeah, kind of. Agree with you there a little bit. But then psychologically, you just got to get out. There's the biophysical aspect. Work out, diet right, run, cardio, find a hot chick with big boobs. If you can. Well, there's not a lot. Well, then go pay for it. I'm being deadly serious. Just go fly out to Reno, fly out, go pay for it. Do it, man. There was that story of the guy who got depressed and he's going to kill himself. And then he went down to Mexico and went on a cocaine hooker binge and came back. Life's all right. I think I'm going to live. Play with some titties. Come on. Take old bitties. Go play with some before you leave. Go have some fun. Enjoy your life and be happy you're not them. Matter of fact, rejoice in their misery. The ones that they ruined this country and they, oh, it's your fault. And I gotta sit here and collect a government check. Well, how happy? Be happy you're not them. How miserable is their life day to day watching The View? How do I scam the government welfare system? How do I get more money? My God, you're not them. Be happy. But biophysiologically, take care of biophysiological stuff, health, diet, exercise, that stuff. And then psychologically, go do things you enjoy, man. Cut the bad people out of your life. Don't watch news. Don't watch television. You don't. But God, for anyone else listening, don't do that. Don't watch it. But then, yeah, the elephant in the room, the 80% of the read is you don't have a life raft. Go get one. Work on it. Go travel. Can you travel? Start traveling. You know, do global reconnaissance. And you can find out where to go. All right, there we go. Scroll through the super chats. Do not worry. We will have a miss super chats. If I miss your super chats, I'll do that later on tonight. Probably, maybe. Matt, 41,174, new guy, $5. Nothing to say. Thanks, man. Is that you on the motorcycle? Why is there snow? There ain't no snow in Australia, is there? Libertarian dictator. $5. I'm a CPA. Recently had to hold back my laughter when meeting with finance dude bro douche wearing a polo shirt from the... Wait, really? Did you meet a guy from the Carlson School of Management? Oh, you got to email me about that, man. You got to email me. What was he selling? Did he show up in a cool car? Was it lease? Was it a 3-series Beamer bra? Wiz Division Productions, $5. And chat asks, Young Yeezus in chat asks, would you recommend any books, resources to start becoming a good economist? Wealth and Poverty by George Gilder. He's not a well-known one. Do not read The Wealth of Nations by Adam Smith. It is as mind-numbingly boring as Das Kapital. Honestly, I would read my first two best of books. If you go Captain Capitalism, Top Shelf, Captain Capitalism, something. If you look me up on Amazon, you'll see my books. And I backed up my blog. Now, what you want to do is you want to go to my old blog posts, not the new ones. Because I said my piece about economics. No one listened. No one gave a shit. So I didn't care anymore. Everyone want to learn how to get the girls. Fine. I got paid. But what I would do is not even read the whole books, but read. I broke them down into girls, career, education, and economics. So there's economics. Read those sections. That'd probably be the best. Not to brag, I'd do that. Also, what I would do if you want to become a really good economist, even more than that, what I recommend, go read all the issues of The Economist from 1990 to... No. Not 1990. That'd be too much reading. Read it from... When did Obama get elected? 2008? Because he went to 2012. Yeah. 2012. 2016. Yeah, 2008. Basically, find the issue. 2007 is what it would be. So 1996 to 2006, read The Economist, that decade. Because in 2007, The Economist, I think they switched over editors and they started becoming Marxist leftist light. they endorsed Obama twice and it just went to pot. So I would read The Economist front cover from 1996, get the back issues to 2006. And then don't even bother with The Economist ever again. There might be something intelligent. Don't know. Don't care. They probably endorsed Biden too. Did they endorse Biden? I wonder who The Economist endorsed like in 2020. Very curious who they endorsed. So that's what I would recommend doing. And then, I don't know, tune into like Peter Schiff, maybe a little bit. It's not that hard. You know, who's really good on economics, but you're going to have to listen to a lot of other non-economic stuff is Turd Flinging Monkey. He's got some straight on economic analysis, but that you'd have to listen to like for every hour and a half, you're going to hear about sex dolls. You might get 5 minutes of good economics. RT188 12 AU, $15. One way to reduce depression is to reduce or eliminate consumption of news and political content. Absolutely. I noticed a significant improvement in my mood after getting away from TV news in particular. Yeah. Do not watch Fox News. Do not watch CNN. Don't. There's nothing good about it. No news at all. None. Because here, I'll tell you what the news is. The news is that group of people want your money because of reasons they just made up. And then the other side is those people owe you money because they've been oppressing y'all. That's the other side. Because they have the penile people over there. They're the ones oppressing you. And look at this one anecdotal thing of a guy acting like a real dick. See, all guys are like that. And that's why you deserve special treatment. That's what it is. Eric Burns Marsh, $5. Mr. Celery, I am retiring early because I am not taking the root beer float. How bad is Wyoming? It's bad, man. It's bad. Like, I've always said this about Wyoming, but not so much here. If you're a loner and you want to be left alone, okay, Wyoming's all right. Like, you don't live in one of the few towns that exist there. You're okay living out in a ranch or a farm or a cabin out in the woods in the middle of nowhere if you want to be left alone. But if you want to have any kind of social life, you want a Walmart nearby, of which I don't think there's more than four in the entire state, Wyoming is not for you. If you got to be around people, I'd be more like South Dakota. And even here, they're pretty dumb. Montana, stay away from Billings. Eastern Washington State. Maybe Cheyenne, Wyoming is the best. So if you want to get a little bit of culture, you're not that far away from the northern burbs of Denver, where you can see the occasional not fat chick, where you can say, oh, look, not a trailer. It's a house with a foundation. If a tornado hits, it will live. But Wyoming's pretty bad, man. It's pretty bad. Nonstop Dre, $2. But what about giving back to the community? Hey, when the community gives to me, when the community stops blaming me for all the problems of other people because they made bad decisions, like having more kids than they could afford, committing crime, majoring in stupid crap, those are the three major things, and spending more than you could afford. When I get money, when I get praise and adulation for my achievements, not like alien, I mean, look at interesting dichotomy. How do you think the state of Minnesota treated me? And I was born in St. Paul. Didn't live there long. We moved to Milwaukee later. But okay, I'm a native of Minnesota, and then I lived there for all this time. And in comes aggrieved group at the moment in time, and they couldn't sing or applause and praise. Like, hey, I paid my own way. I didn't like run for public office so you'd pay off my student loans, and I advocate stealing money from productive people. Heck, I patrolled the campus, protected thousands of gals. Walked them home, probably prevented a stiff arm robbery, even perhaps a type of assault. Heck, regular. Nope. I'm the bad guy. Didn't collect one government dime. I'm the bad guy. So, no, especially all you men out here listening and productively, you never give back to the community. The community never gave you anything. If you're a leftist and the community gave you all these free government loans and grants and things like that, you want to give back to the community, pay extra in taxes so the rest of us don't have. Matter of fact, don't pay extra in taxes. Just give someone who worked a real private sector job some money. Say, here's some money back. I want to give back to you because I know you paid all the taxes for me to have my make work student job so I could go and get my PhD over in women's studies. That's giving back to the community that actually helped you out. I know, we don't want to deal with economic reality. Instrumental man, $5. Hey, Cap, you recommend 400 ounces of silver. No, 200, 200, 200 per person. But what do you think about copper? You spell Cooper. Cooper, Rich Cooper or Sterling? Ah, they're both douchebags. That's one just has an accent. The other's bald. What? Copper, and how much should you own if you suggest owning? Thanks. I have been collecting copper. A quick way to do it, although it helps if you got kids, collect pennies, 1982 and before. Those are copper. And they're already made in a coin. And there you go. I got into smelting. I had a little foundry in my backyard. And so I would melt scrap copper. But I would even just collect like copper piping. If you don't have time, you can buy copper bullion if you want. TFM did that recently. I asked them, I forgot. But yeah, you can. It's not bad. Yeah, buy some copper. It makes things very divisible and purchasable in the future. Juan the Aztec Patriarch, $10. We got to call you our resident mechanical agent in the field. Got into a big argument with my children's school principal. Good, you're doing it right. He made a big deal because I don't wear a mask. I called out his hypocrisy because him and his staff walk around maskless. I recorded. Good, save it. Save it. And you threaten him, say, you do anything to my kid or anything like that, this goes on the internet. Then it'll be like all the other people that you take pictures of. Pissing in the streets. San Francisco. Joey Biden, $5. Do you think the U.S. will mostly be managed by the same corporate industrial intelligence complex rather than the executive branch, if not already? No, I don't really believe the corporate. I know they influence it. It's going to be headed up by trust fund baby leftists. That's what it's going to be headed up by. And especially now that corporations have been are headed now by my generation, maybe a little bit older, of diversity, political, woke, you know, it's the ultimate of ironies. You know, look at Silicon Valley. We're so leftist. We're so leftist. We've got to vote for socialists who are going to nationalize the corporations or at least increase your corporate tax rate. So I don't think the corporation's industrial complex is street smart enough to know what it's doing. They just know they were programmed back in college to hate conservatives and Republicans. That's it. I don't know if you've noticed, but the cutting edge corporate leadership strategy is identity politics. That's it. Did you notice that? That's what MBAs over at Harvard have figured out. Let's advertise to people, not based on their content of character, but the color of their skin. Let's actually be racist and sexist or bigoted in other capacities. They're not that smart and they're completely uncreative. Don't overthink the government. It's just a bunch of lazy people who don't want to work for a living and they bribe people, say, you don't have to work for a living either. Vote for me. Yay, I'm Mike Dayton. DJ Aftershock, $5. Dude, bro, like people who like Professor Caliendo's class are boring nerd squares, man. Due to fun classes like entrepreneurial management, it's totally dope, bro. Caliendo, best professor ever. Best. He worked a real job. He was in the field and he drilled you, man. I'm wondering how he could stomach it at that and in any academic setting. I don't know. Maybe he just enjoyed teaching. I don't know. Cool guy. Tragedy died so early. Grocery goat, $06, $10. Happiness is to live in a free state like South Dakota. Yeah. Yeah. Wait till you run into the people. If you don't deal with the people, it's like Wyoming. Like if you go hiking, it's beautiful. If you got to go to Walmart, you're going to want to mow everyone down with your truck. Not a communist utopia like Massachusetts, which I unfortunately do. Yeah, okay, there you got high taxes and you want to mow people down with the truck. Here we got low taxes, actually no income taxes, and outdoors to go to. Nuke me, $5. Hey, Aaron, totally agree. Dining out is ruined. Bought some books on how to cook restaurant recipes. Great way to enjoy the decline. Yes, because of all the running and errands I have to do, I got to get a seed spreader. I have to get a rake. Got to get another ladder. I always like grab food where I can. Subway's become my best friend. Seriously, Subway. They got the supply chain down, man. But yeah, there's no point going to a sit-down restaurant. Absolutely not. Hank Stamper, new guy, $5. For me, happiness comes from feeding wild coyotes near my local park and watching the news on increasing coyote attacks in my liberal neighborhood. Where you at? Where those two intersect? Where do you have a liberal neighborhood and coyotes? Hector Rodriguez, 50 Mexican pesos. What do you think about Milton Friedman, Thomas Sowell Economics? Never read them. I never did. And I guess I should recommend that people read those two guys, because Sowell is so spot on in, when he's done speeches. So I presume it then bleeds over into his writing. I cannot speak. But yeah, you're not going to go wrong reading those guys. I just, the irony of like studying economics and finance all the time, but you never read the classics. So that I just did it through empirical research and study. There's no tornadoes in Alaska. I don't know. I thought there were tornadoes technically in every state. Like it's possible for it to happen. Eric Burns Marsh, $5. Cappy, thanks for giving back and putting 90% of your stuff on YouTube. I don't do it for free. Do it for money. Dexter Barnes, $5. I goofed up, Cappy. My friends with benefits told me she was on birth control. So I went run on. She's pregnant. Oh, guys. What did I tell you about vasectomies? Can you tell her to, like, be a feminist and do the brave and amazing thing? I mean, you have every... Here. A gal asked me, and it was very ominous the way she says, like, well, what would you do if I got pregnant? I said, I'd change my name and move to Mexico. I didn't know if she actually was pregnant or not, but you know, oh yeah, you're on birth control. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to take you at your word. This is when Cappy was young and stupid. I also was not a catch back then. I was very scrawny and skinny and young because no one fed me. It's true. But I think that might've skipped. But if you say, yeah, I'm not playing, you know, oh, you're really okay. Yeah. I'm not giving you a dime. No, I'll just go do something else, man. Good luck. You know, and I'm not saying you run off to Mexico and, cause I think they could come after you and extradite you, be like, okay, well, I'm not making any money. I'm totally mailing it in now. I'm going to live as cheaply as possible and make money on the, you know, under the table or something. Christoph and on $10. Wyoming is okay only if you live where intelligent people are. Central Cheyenne, Northside Casper. There's nothing on the north side of Casper. It's a bunch of bombed out industrial buildings and a little neighborhood before the interstate shoots north. And there's the old strip club there. Has something happened in Casper I'm unaware of? Jackson, if you are rich, maybe Cody. Cody, yeah, I could. Yeah. Cheyenne has easy access to the Denver area. Yep. Like I said, I don't think there's a Perkins in Casper though. DJ Aftershock, $2. Evansville is where the smart people. You know about Evansville, eh, DJ? An entire, not kidding. Look it up. You don't believe me? Look at Google at satellite. An entire town of trailer parks. Oh. Scrolling. Keep those doggies scrolling. Java 009, $5. Cappy, any tips on A, staying sane in an increasingly woke medical field, and B, becoming a surgeon in the U.S. but leaving to practice abroad? Oh, God, you got me. I don't know. I don't work in the medical field. Staying sane in any environment is just a matter of you understanding. Here, get this. Read that. But yeah, man, like, choose your employers carefully. Always have a side gig going on. So if your employer gets too woke or starts having irrational demands of you, you leave. Now, I will say, no, I'm not popular on this. If you're working in a hospital or a nursing home, you should probably go get the root beer float. I know there's a risk and I know all that, but you're working with sick and frail and ill people. So I'm, you know, and I know that's not a popular opinion, but that's just me. But if you're talking political, like when you go in, you have an agreement with your boss and your new boss when your boss gets promoted or whatever. Like, I don't sit in diversity meetings. I don't sit on this stuff. I come here and I do my job. You don't participate in the out of work activities. No, you don't donate to the United Way. And you don't let the bastards get you down. Like, just ignore them and always try. I'm not kidding. It's not that hard. Always ask, what's their life like? Like, they got to go back home. They think their value comes in the color of their skin and or their plumbing down below and not the content of their character. That's got to suck because you have no control over whether it's good or bad. or they have an equivalent would be they have value, like they value themselves based on their political beliefs. Yay, you believe in taking other people's money? It's got to suck. So always look for that silver lining in other people's misery. Becoming a surgeon in the U.S., I don't know. I mean, there's Doctors Without Borders. You could look into that. I don't know how transferable a U.S. medical degree is to other nations. You know, I'd find out, well, if you want to live over in Croatia, find out what it, you know, they may not honor a U.S. medical degree. But I don't know. Rob Fogolski, 1099, part of the 1099 Superior Race. Been very disappointed traveling the West for the last few months, except maybe Stanley, Ohio, Black Hills, and maybe a few towns here and there. There is no escape in America anymore, unfortunately. I don't know, did you hit Utah? Like, you just got to get away from the people. No, I did. What did I do? What was that? Hangman Trail? Far north side, over by Sturgis. I did that trail and another trail, the reservoir. And it wasn't nobody there. It was wonderful. I was by myself. Oh, I did see a mountain lion, though. I saw a mountain lion near Nemo. Atham, look it up. That's the far north side, too. The Black Hills are hillier on the north side than the south side. Saw a mountain lion. That was cool. How many people get to see a mountain lion? I did not have my pistol, and now I carry my gun all the time. Hank Stamper, $5, sent that pregnant friends with benefits to me. I'm sure I could get her a golly abortion. God, Hank. Jeez. Oh, all right. Couple more, and then Cappy's got to go. Nonstop Dre, $2. But Cappy, not everyone can be like you, dude, bro. Just kidding. No, not everyone can. Not everyone can be you. Nobody can be anybody else. Only you can be you. Well, okay, I take that back. Everybody can be an NPC on Tinder. Swipe left if you voted Trump. Ah, liberal arts degree, like to travel. Okay, everybody can be that. Everybody can be the guy playing video games, living at home. I'm an ally. Yeah, okay, everybody can be that. But for us, no, we're all unique little superheroes in our own world with lame superpowers. Christoph and on $5. By north side, I mean up in the hills north of CY Avenue. It does exist. And Evansville is a trailer park the size of a city. It is a city. It's its own municipality. Hang on. I got to look at Google Satellite, see if they added something. Because you go north, then all of a sudden you're in Casey. All right, that's it. Okay, questions, answers, askconsulting.com. See you guys later. Toodles.